We are now joined by Ross Chastain, our second place finishing driver of the number 10 Dyna-Gro Seed Chevrolet for Colleague Racing. Ross, just take us through your race there.
Solid. Led a lot of laps and came home second. I mean, what more can we ask for? Obviously, we want to win, but had a few moments to sit here and think about it, and it really was an incredible night for us. So I am proud.
Right, we will roll right into questions. Kick it off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead when you're ready, Bob.
Yeah, Ross, I mean, I know you're not hesitant for hard racing and rubbing fenders, but I was curious what happened before the restart with you and Cindric. Is that something that was expected, or what did you see there?
I don't know, Austin. What happened coming to that last restart?
I don't want you to hold me down like you did the chase.
Well, you're not going to put me in the top groove. You're driving my door. Austin drove in my door, so I drove back into his. That's what happened. He didn't want me to hold him down, and I didn't want him to hold me up. I'm the leader.
And did that impact the restart at all, or?
No.
No. Thank.
No, he just beat me.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Our next question will come from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead when you're ready, Jordan.
Ross, post-race in your interview with NBC, you seem kind of emotional. Where did that emotion come from?
I don't know. It's I can't control it yet in my – when I don't know, 27 years old, and I still struggle to control it on the good and bad. So I have no idea. As soon as I hit pit road, it just – I don't know. I wanted to cry. I don't know why. Like, I've been sitting over here waiting to come up here, and it's like, holy cow, it was awesome. You know, just staring down the barrel of a win at Bristol and just missed it by a little bit. Like, what I would have given last night, you know, run that truck race to have a shot like that, I would have given anything. And those laps last night helped me tonight. And then I come here tonight and I lead a bunch of laps and I run second. And like last night, I went a lap down and we came back to finish eighth or ninth. And then tonight we lead laps. We never fall. We went back to ninth at one point, drove right back up to top three. I don't know. I couldn't control it though. I was trying. And I don't have that, I don't know, that control yet.
Thank you.
Yep.
We'll take our next question from Steven Taranto. Go ahead when you're ready, Steven.
Ross, that last run, watching from your onboard camera, it almost seemed like you didn't quite have the drive off from the apex to the exit of the corner in trying to catch Cindric. Is that an accurate assessment, and ultimately was that the difference in why Briscoe was able to run the 22 downwards, whereas it seemed like you and him had a pretty stable gap for about 20, 30 laps?
Yeah, it was crazy. So then the second to last run when we were leading, I was a little bit tight, but I had really good drive off and I was really good on entry. And then they changed 0.2 pounds of air in the left front tire, put 4 tires on it and gave me some gas and I was loose. So I don't think 0.2 pounds in the left front made it that loose. I think we just had a looser set of tires, which you have those little discrepancies, and it was just enough to be really loose on entry, really made it hard to charge the corner. And then I was tight in the center and then it would snap. I had so much wheel wrapped up in it. And I mean, we're in the gas hauling butt trying to hook up these Chevrolet ECR motors, and I just spin the tires. So yes, that is an accurate. I was loose back to throttle after it would finally rotate.
Got it. Thanks.
Yep.
Our next question will come from Lee Spencer. Go ahead when you're ready, Lee.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us, Ross. I'm just curious if the option came up next year to drive the 42 for Chip Ganassi Racing. Is that something that you would entertain?
Are you kidding me? Of course. Everybody in this whole entire garage would. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Who wouldn't? Everybody would.
I mean, if it came with a stipulation that you had to concentrate solely on that and that would be your primary job, is, you know, could you do that?
I don't know. There's a constant balance right now to truck races, cup races, focusing on Xfinity. You know, there's no doubt that we've backed off of our number of races this year to focus on this 10 car. you know, not near as many races and cup, you know, dabble in it, and then dabble in trucks as well when I can. I mean, the run that Al Neese and Phil Gould and Cody Efon and I went on, what we did last year was absolutely incredible. So nights like last night when I can come here and run and I get the blessing, I'm all for it. But yeah, it's a constant battle, you know, for me to balance, you know, just pure running so many races. I mean, we ran 70 something races last year. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot of airline miles, Lee. So it's a constant battle, I think, for a group of us drivers. And then you've got, you know, you got the Kyle Busch rule where he would be racing, but they won't let him.
Appreciate your time. Good luck in the playoffs.
Yep. Thanks.
We'll take our next question from the chat from Abigail Brown with Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Ross, how do you feel about kicking off the playoffs at Las Vegas Motor Speedway?
Yeah, I heard, must be an echo in here. I heard that question already. No, definitely. We had a shot to win that race in February on the first day on Saturday. We came back on Sunday and between, for sure, like self-admitted, we ran the cup race. We had an hour break. That's a tight turnaround. So me as a driver, I'm going to say I wasn't 100%. And then we were really loose that day on Sunday after all that rubber got put down. So, you know, the way these Goodyear tires have been going, we're not laying rubber down. I don't know if that'll be the same way when we get back out west, but, you know, looking forward to, you know, I think I heard Brandon say it, you know, just enjoying this week, right? It's, yeah, we thought we were going to make the playoffs 3 months ago. So I know what Brandon went through trying to get here and grinding it out and just focusing, you know, he had to focus on not wrecking, not having, you know, not having too just big points losses to his next guy. But just enjoying this week and then, you know, preparing for Vegas is just rewarding for the year. You know, we haven't won. There's no way around that. And so I think, you know, if I wouldn't have started this race out of tonight, like for whatever reason, if we wouldn't, like I would have been out of the playoffs. So it's good to be in them. But there is no monetary difference for him or I to make them. Like 13th, 2 years ago, I'll say, Bob, earlier, 13th to 9th is like 12 or 13 grand. 13th driver points to 9th, and then there's double that for owners. And I'm sure I'm off my math a little bit, but they are chasing playoffs just like we're chasing playoffs because we're racers. It's not about the money. So bravo to Brandon Bilt and everything him and his dad have done. It's pretty incredible.
We will go back to Chris Knight for our next question.
Hey, Ross. Being an emotional person, does that fuel your fire? I mean, does that give – I mean, most people who are emotional – are emotional because they have passion and determination, love, and all those things collaborated together. So going to Las Vegas, a place where you won in the past, is that just fuels your fire even more?
It does, man. I mean, we're all passionate. All these guys are race car drivers. We are hooked on this stuff and addicted to the sport, and we'll do anything. And yeah, I wouldn't, you know, obviously I wouldn't want to be anybody else. I don't necessarily know that I want to be about, you know, basically crying on TV by any means, but, you know, I can't control it. It's just what I feel. And, you know, we'll move on. And yeah, I wouldn't trade how I am. I am who I am, and I've embraced it. And, you know, a lot of people don't like that. So it is what it is.